Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hello, we are back. It's your girl, Claudia Jordan. We're here to spill the tea and break down some of the biggest headlines in the news and on social media. And later on the show, we are catching up with the multifaceted, always entertaining, and always making a dollar artist and entrepreneur, Ray J. He will be in the building. So sit back, relax, and get ready to sip this hot tea. And you know it's going to be a show with Ray J here. All right, please welcome Al Reynolds. What's up, Al?
What's going on, Claudia? Welcome back.
Man, it was much needed. I was getting cussed up by the soulmates, but whatever. We need that a little time. What's up, Armand? And please welcome Armand Wiggins. Hello, Armand.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Y'all back? We back. It's time to get into some things.
What y'all do over the past week, 10 days?
Well, for me, honestly, I was just getting my life in order, you know, maintenance, cars, occasional drinking and partying. But, you know, I tried the rest for the most part. And I had to just kind of get my life back on track since, you know, being a part of the show. I hadn't really been able to, you know, get my bearings. So I took some personal days and it was good. I needed it.
Well, it is really hard when you work one full hour a day. You know what I mean? It's like hard to get all the other stuff done.
Don't do that because people will try to discredit what we do. It's a lot to it. You know, you guys all know how it is. There's a lot to it. And it's in the middle of the day. Let's be clear here.
Well, I'm just making a joke because we are very privileged. We're very privileged. We're very lucky. We're very blessed. Okay, Al, how was your break?
Yeah, it was much needed. You know, I went back to teaching. 1 week I had off from teaching, but I was working here. 1 week I had off of here, but I was back teaching. But I also started my Did He Do It series on YouTube. So I spent last week, even though I wasn't here every day, I was on my YouTube with that series all week. So still working. But you guys know that about me. I keep working. I always work it. I might not be the smartest. I might not be the best, but I am one of the hardest working people in Hollywood.
All right. Can't take that away from you. I hosted a brunch in Dallas. It was I was supporting a Black-owned business called The Busy Kitchen, a young Black female caterer. Her name is Bree. She's amazing. It was an all-white brunch, and everyone came out for it. It was really great. And then after we did the interview with Hill Harper, I was already booked for this before we did the interview. I hosted it was a fundraiser, and it was also mimosas with Melody Cherie in Atlanta. It was sold out. It was such a classy Black excellence affair. Like, it to me, I love those kind of events. Super sexy to me. Everyone's dressed up to the nines, gowns, tuxes, and it was lots of fun. So I had a good time. But yeah, we are back at work now. So good to see you both. And let's get into some things. Oh, crazy because we're on vacation, right? A million things happen day after we go on break. Like, literally. Yes. Okay, for this show, Armand, I know you are drinking tonight, right? Correct?
I am drinking tonight, yeah.
And the people think I'm forcing you to drink. I'm not. It's just a running joke we have. Mm-hmm. Relax, everyone. He can do what he wants. Al, are we drinking or not?
I'm sipping on some water tonight, Claudia. I had to stay focused. So we got some good topics. So I want to make sure I stay focused. So I'm drinking water tonight.
I'm not supposed to be drinking. I'm on this fast. I'm like cutting sugar and I've been already seeing a difference. But I was like, let me not leave Armand hanging tonight.
But we cannot drink for the rest of the month starting tomorrow.
Oh, no, we're not doing that.
This is my birthday month.
This is my last day drinking.
Okay. All right. It's all good. All right. Let's get into some topics.
Okay.
Grab your cowboy hats and your saddle, soulmates, and join us as we celebrate Beyonce's newly released country album, Cowboy Carter. The 27-single catalog features collaborations with Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson, Tanner Adele, Miley Cyrus, and Post Malone, and many more. What are your thoughts on Beyonce's new album? We're going to go to you first, Armand. What do you think?
I think that it's great. I love that Beyonce has stepped into this genre of country, but it's not just country. Like, it's like trap, it's country, it's like Negro folk, old like gospel tunes to it. So I think it's great. I love Beyonce. The people all weekend were in their cowboy regalia. Al, like I told you last week, she literally set the trend all weekend in LA. Everybody was a cowgirl. Everybody was a cowboy at every club, at every event, every function. There was Beyonce parties all weekend. Beyonce really knows how to bring a community of people together and everybody wins. She's the epitome of a true artist. Like, I love everything about Beyonce. Even though country is not really my thing, the fact that she can bring Black people together and change a movement is phenomenal. You can't take that away from her. So kudos to Beyonce, because who else could do it? No one.
All right. Al, what do you think?
Hey, listen, I love it. I have to agree with Amon on certain aspects of this. For me, it's her intentionality. And the way that Beyonce moves is just motivational to me. As we start to see our Black male artists being attacked, we start to see people like Beyonce are just rising to the top to overshadow all that bad stuff that's happening in hip hop. She is reclaiming country music back to its Black roots, and I'm loving that she's doing. She dedicates it to the first Black country artist, Linda Martell. She gets Dolly Parton to narrate it, which she's like, okay, all of you guys who are trying not to play me on your country music stations, I have the queen of country music. I've also partnered with some of the top country artists that you play on your platforms all the time. So now you have no excuse not to play me or my music as we take on this genre. Not only do we take it on at the highest level, but we're number one in the country. So I love how she just gives those backhand compliments and those backhand slaps to those who try to diss her when she entered into this genre. And once again, Beyonce is going to have an incredible 2024, the same way that she closed out an amazing 2023.
All right. I love, and someone mentioned out, a soulmate mentioned out, and I said I would mention this, as far as, you know, Beyonce leading this charge, really popularizing, repopularizing country music. It was already a huge genre, but she's made it cool, actually. The Pointed Sisters did a song, Slow Hand, and that's, some people consider that country. People, you know, it's been done by other country artists. I love what she's doing. I am getting all through my timeline. It's just everybody named Mama trying to emulate and copy with the cowboy. It's a lot, but I do see they are paying homage to Beyonce, and I love that she can just do this so effortlessly and take over. And you know, they big mad about that, so I'm here for it. All right, now the moment you all have been waiting for, because this has been all the rage. Did he do it or did he not has been the trending topic on social media after P. Diddy's homes in Los Angeles and Miami were raided by Homeland Security due to an investigation connected to sex trafficking. Were you guys surprised when this took place, Al?
You know, surprised. You know, I did a 5-part breakdown on my YouTube channel at the Al Reynolds called Did He Do It? And we have dissected this thing from the top to the bottom. No, we're not surprised. We know that it was coming. Diddy's attorney knew that it was coming. I just thought what was interesting was how the media played and made it such a big deal and made it a spectacle. It's very odd to me when the helicopters arrive and shows the house before the raid actually happens. Would let you know that not only was it leaked to the media, but also the media is now a narrator of what's happening and how it all unfolds. That I didn't like. That I felt like it's putting a guilty cloud over his head. Even though we've heard rumbles about all this stuff for a very, very long time, I'm not surprised, but I am very surprised on how the media is covering it.
Now, Diddy was not present during the raid, but his sons, Justin and Christian Combs, were detained outside of their LA home and during the investigation and later released. Armand, what do you think about this story?
I was just gagged. Like, I was like, wait, what is going on? You know, I was like stuck because it was literally the day after we had went on vacation. And then you see his sons being arrested and they're like, well, Diddy's trying to land somewhere else and trying to run. And then all these conspiracy theories are happening online. And so for me, I'm just kind of like, well, all of this is happening, this big media frenzy, but the man is not arrested at all. So, you know, but then you have all these people coming out and speaking out. And furthermore, for me, I'm just wanting to know, what's the guy's name that's suing him? Can you guys help me?
Rodney Jones.
Okay, so my thing is this. So you're suing this man all because he didn't pay you for your production on the Love album. So all of this juicy tea that you have from him doing coke and, you know, paying for prostitutes and
allegedly
shooting people, you decided to go put all of this out now because you didn't get paid. But if you would have got paid, you would have just kept holding all of this stuff. Like, I'm asking, like, is that what he was going to do? Like, so that's interesting to me. So you were with it all until he said no coins.
What I'm not going to do is defend Diddy.
We're not defending Diddy. I'm just saying, like, the mentality.
I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying I'm not going to, because I've seen more than enough to believe.
Oh, gosh.
Including the next story, which is a good friend of mine. I'm going to say this. Can we make an argument that it's more excessive, that it's a black man? Yes, we can. Can we say they didn't do this to white people? Yes, we can do all that. We can say all that all day long, and you'd have a point. But I'm also not going to act that this man doesn't deserve the smoke, because I think he's gotten away with a lot of stuff for many, many decades, and people were too afraid to say anything. But now, once the door got kicked down by Cassie, there is power and safety, I think, in numbers. So I think it's making more people come out. Of course, you are going to get people here and there that are going to tag on that don't have maybe as legitimate as a claim and put 10 on 20. I'm definitely not going to take that away, because that definitely happens in every case. But as much as y'all have heard, there's more, you guys.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more. I promise you that.
But I guess my question is, the guy that's doing the lawsuit, like, that's fine. Diddy could be guilty all day long, allegedly, right? And let's crucify him if he is. But the thing is, you were with it up until a point. That's all I'm saying.
Like, most people are with it.
Most people
are with it when they're getting paid. And then when it's over, they cannot believe how awful this person was. I have a thing about human nature, right? We can sit here in our nice chairs and say, but you was okay with it when you was getting paid. Hell yeah, you was. Hell yeah, you was, because you were getting paid, right? I'm being honest. You know, hey. I'm being honest about it. When it's benefiting you, you will be more than likely and willing to hold people's secrets. But when it's not benefiting you, like, oh, you ain't gonna pay me and I know stuff about you? Well, you want some tea? Here go these pictures. And then all these people catching strays.
It's not just the pictures. It's now he was so uncomfortable and he was sexually harassed and he was coerced. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, ain't no money in the world that's going to make me sit and indulge in that. You know what I'm saying? If I'm just that uncomfortable.
I've said over and over again on this platform that we have to create an environment to that when people are being harassed and going through these horrible sexual assaults, that we not beat them up for doing that. If he decided, and listen, he could have sat on this for 10 years, he could have sat on this for 5 years, but the fact that he didn't sit on this has caused a ripple effect that should have been caused many, many years ago. So I could never speak against anyone like Cassie, who decided after her many years of abuse coming forward, and I cannot talk bad about this young man who's coming forward about his abuse, whether it was 1 month ago or whether it was 2 years ago. The fact that he has come forward is stopping this abuse from happening to anybody in the future.
And what about the lady? I know we got to move on, but the lady that came out and said, Shine never shot me. It was actually
right. I saw
and
that.
I said yeah. it and no one I would listen that. To me. And now she's like, I've been told. And I'm like, ooh.
That was some tea.
Diddy. Okay, Diddy. All right. Another Diddy news. Shortly after the raid took place, Al B. Shore posted a short letter to his son, Quincy. He wrote, #, letter to my son, come home. The door is wide open. You're safe here, son. I love you, Pops. You're biological. Al B. Shore recently spoke at an award event and shared that he's planning to reveal what led to his coma. Check out this exclusive clip from TMZ.
We're going to be producing the Al B. Shore life story. So hold on to your britches. And you really understand how I ended up in a coma. You're really gonna need to call Homeland Security.
What are your thoughts on Al's letter to his son and his recent remarks about what alluded to his coma? Armand, let's go to you first.
This feels very self-serving and I'm disgusted. If I'm your son, you know, and Diddy has all this going on and, you know, Diddy's my stepfather and all of this, Don't bring all this attention to me because there's already so much attention on his kids. We're being harassed daily. And now you want to go and post this public picture like, come home, son. You could have simply called me. If you were really my father and you really cared about my well-being, you get me on the phone, you send an email, you reach out to my team or something like that. You don't go and post something like that to get into the algorithm when everybody is making a mockery of this Diddy situation. That's embarrassing. And you did more harm than you did good. I would be disgusted if my father did something like that. That seems very self-serving.
Okay, Al, what are your thoughts?
Oh, Armand, I don't know. There's a part of me that agrees with you, but then there's a part of me that's looking at this from a father, but I'm not a father, but I am an uncle. You know, this was a time for him to step in and share some of the pain that he's probably had over the years of watching this situation percolate. The same way Misa Hilton has gotten, you know, when there was a moment where something happened and she was like, listen, I want my son away from this man. It's kind of the undertone that I got around that. So I do believe that he could have definitely texted him instead of making an entire post about it. That was awkward. And for me, the other awkward part, in a sense, would be if you're going to start talking about it, tell us what you're talking about. Like, I don't like the baiting. The baiting is what made me the most uncomfortable, not the part of being a father, because we can't tell a father how to react. Like, this is his son. He doesn't want his son to go to prison. He's like, come home, let me protect you here. That's what my dad would do. Like, come home, son. We don't know what's going on out there in LA. A lot's going on in them streets. A lot of stuff is happening. Come home where I can protect you. So I get that part, but the other part is the baiting part for me. Now, are you concerned about your son? Are you concerned about your documentary?
You're promoting your documentary. Exactly. Get out of here.
Now that I can see where you're coming from on that, and that's the part where I'm like, but there's so many levels to this. Like, I do see as a father who's disconnected from his son, wanting to bring his son home and be safe, and he wants the world to know where he stands. Because a lot of people were saying, where is Al B. Sure in this? And this is his chance to speak into that space. So I get it. This is all kind of awkward with me. If you're going to put it out there, tell us what you're trying to say. Is the Homeland Security something because Diddy put you in a coma, or are you just trying to make an analogy play off of what's trending? So I don't know.
I want y'all to just think about something real quick. Al B. Sure and Diddy are the only ones that are alive from that record company, right? The only ones that are alive. Allegedly, Heavy D was working on a book about his life, dead. And this is all on the internet. I think Jaguar talks about this. Mm-hmm. Andre Harrell supposedly was going to talk about his life, dead. Al B. Sure supposedly was working on this before and then went into a coma. I remember this. Al B. Sure is a friend of mine. We used to work out together in LA. I know him. Right before this coma, y'all, he was training for those celebrity boxing matches and then falls into this coma and he almost died. Like they said, when they opened up his insides and did the surgery, it was liquefied. So when things like this happen in your life, will you be a little bit more tight-lipped about things? Could that be a reason why maybe you didn't act the way we would normally think someone should act? I also think, in my opinion, because when Kim Porter, when she passed, she had nothing negative. Before she died, she had nothing negative to say about Al B. Sure's parenting skills. You never heard her say that he was not a good dad. Never. I believe he was pushed out by Diddy. I believe Diddy wooed Quincy. I believe Diddy offered the fun stuff. You know, you see he takes his kids drinking and hanging out and partying. What young, good-looking kid is not going to want to go along with that? Like, I just believe he was wooed away from his real dad with things. And I think Al B. Sure finally feels comfortable. This is my opinion, y'all. This is my opinion. I think he feels comfortable speaking on it now. I do believe that there were suspicious things around Al B. Sure going into a coma. I do believe it. And Al B. Sure is not a thirsty guy. He's not. He's never been. He could have released a book when Kim passed. He could have done this a long time. He could have done a lot of stuff that he did not do. So I don't know. But I don't think he's a cloud chaser. I don't. I really don't. And you know what? Al B. Sure, we're going to invite you on.
I think all of that is true, what you're saying, but don't mix that up with your promoting me in a post and setting up meetings with TMZ to promote your documentary. Do those at separate times. That's where it gets muffled for me. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, he could have done all of that and not did the post, or do the post, then promote documentary later.
Armand, as someone that covers gossip yourself, no one can really tell you how to tell the stories. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's his story. I feel like he was just, I don't think that was more about promoting his documentary because he didn't mention a network or anything. I believe he's like teasing us, like, it's coming and I'm telling. My opinion, your opinion is your opinion. You know what I mean? We don't have to agree, but I just feel like that was him just breadcrumb, like, it's coming, y'all. I'm about to talk because we've been asking him to talk for a long time. You know what? I'll be sure. We want to invite you on TJF and we're going to ask
Let's do it that way. Because I'm confused around all of it too. And maybe that'll be a good opportunity for him to iron it all out and let us know what's to come down the pipe.
All right, now we got to go because we got to get to the next. We got to get a break because we have a lot of greatness after this. Keep it locked because coming up next, we are catching up with the founder of Tronix Network, Ray J. Elena, find out what a mother, her baby, and drugs have in common. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to TGIF. All right, y'all. Tonight, we are catching up with a multifaceted artist who is known for his humor, very, very funny guy, compassion, and finding innovative ways to accumulate success in the world of technology and television. Please welcome Ray J. What's up, Ray J? How you doing? What's up, Ray J?
I feel great today. Thank you for having me.
Oh, are we going to be behaved on this interview? Is that what are we being proper?
I don't think you guys need a viral moment. I mean, viral moments happen in a lot of different ways. So if it happens, it happens. But let me tell you this. I'm happy to be here.
We're happy to have you. How was your Easter?
It was good. It was good. I've been out in Miami, so I wasn't able to spend it with the kids. But that's the only sad thing about it for me. But it was good. We alive. We've just been working. We didn't even know it was Easter until, you know, a couple minutes before 12 o'clock.
That's the life of a workaholic. All right, Ray J, let's get into this. We have a lot to unpack.
Let's go. Let's go.
Okay. Well, hey, out the gate, we're going to come in hot. Starting with the boy Diddy, who's been trending in the news for the past few months. What are your thoughts on these allegations? And have you had the time to check on his well-being? There's the moment.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Next question.
All right. Yeah, I think.
Wait. He might want to say. Do you want? If you don't want to say it.
TronixNetwork.com, and it's spelled with an X.
Period. All right.
Sometimes a non-answer is an answer. That's fine.
I just want to say, Ray J, first of all, I'm so glad that you're here. I feel like I'm going to do a little glazing because I feel like I'm the resident Ray J stan here. So I love what you're doing. I'm glad that you're here on the platform.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Thanks for coming. So with all the conspiracies, you know, in the industry, and you've been in the industry for so long, working with so many people, do you feel like a lot of that stuff is just conspiracies and just stuff for social media? Or is there any truth to any of this nonsense that really goes on?
Well, for me, I'm in this world, right? I'm in this world. It's like a sphere. It's called Ratchet City for me, right? And inside of Ratchet City, we have so much going on in our little bubble. It's hard for me to branch outside of the bubble and know what other people are doing or what the conspiracies are, or all of those things. That's not my department. So it's hard for me to jump into it when the way we do business and the way we build our teams, there's a department for that and they focus on that. But for me, I'm in creative, I'm in strategy, and I'm in marketing. So I rarely understand the conspiracy because that's not my department.
Ray J, you know, before we dive into your new project, because, you know, I want to talk about the business, Ray J, because that's the person that I admire the most, who's been doing this in technology before it was hot to be in technology. You've been doing this for 10 years, but you know you're on T right now. So I have to ask the question, and, you know, the reason why I ask is because, you know, I love you and your I love Princess. You guys make a great couple. But just on the T side, what's transpiring between you and what some are labeling to be your to-be ex-wife, Princess Love?
Well, look, Princess and I, we are still super close. And I'm in Miami. She was just going on a cruise, and she was flying into Miami, so she was here for 6 hours. So I picked her up from the airport. I made sure she got in the room safe, and then, you know, made sure she got on the boat. We're related now. Right? We're related for life. And so my job and my responsibility is to make sure she's safe, she's good, and the kids, no matter what circumstance we're in. And so right now we're just at a different phase, and time tells it all, and God puts it all together the right way. And so as long as we're, you know, respecting each other and showing the kids that we love each other and that everything is fine, I think that, you know, eventually we'll know where we'll be.
Jay, I love hearing that, Ray J, because what I heard, I don't know what everybody else heard, but what I heard was I hear there's hope for reconciliation of your differences in the preview.
I you know, I've been working too hard, I think. And even after we just closed out our deal with Raycon, I went right into the network because I've already spent so much money going into Tronics. And so I just kept working. I haven't had any time to really sit back and understand, you know, what is, because I have a goal and I have to achieve the goal. We don't sleep until the mission is complete. But soon and very soon, I'll be able to relax and take, you know, a couple of days off. But right now we in go mode, heavy go mode.
Well, you know, I'm friends. I call both to be friends, and I love y'all both, and I hope y'all work it out. And you have such a beautiful family. Like, you guys have the most adorable children.
Thank you.
I love what I see.
Epic and Melody, y'all better not be watching this.
I love seeing the family photos. And shout out to Princess. I know she's on that cruise for the World Series of Poker, right? She's doing another poker tournament.
Yes, she's been winning in poker. That's just another lane that hasn't been tapped, especially in our culture. And I think she's paving the way for that as well. So, you know, everything's working out, even if it seems like it's not. There's always something positive inside of any negative.
Well, I'm rooting for y'all. All right, Ray J, switching gears. We're going to let you at the hook for a few seconds. All right.
Whatever you want. I'm here. I'm an open book.
Oh, okay. Well, we can go back to that first question.
Right?
look. He said, no, not today. Okay.
If you could see who's behind me, right? I have the whole network behind me. It's like six cameras. And, you know, I have to make sure that I stay inside of the department that I'm good at. And that's marketing. So I can't do it, you know.
Trust me, I've been involved in a scandal of 2 months. I get it. All right. Now, from Raytronics to Raycon Global doing your thing, and now to launching your own network, Tronics. Now, you are indeed a force to be reckoned with in the media space. What can you tell us about the Tronics Network and what inspired you to dive into this new venture? I know you were very instrumental in getting Zeus to where it was, right? Weren't you in the beginning phase of that? You had one of the first shows on that, didn't you?
The conversation on Zeus was its first successful show.
Okay.
So Zeus was around before that, and shout out to Zeus. They are at the top of the food chain for what we're doing. But the first successful show from Zeus was The Conversation, which was us. The second show was One More Chance, which was us. A shout out to Jocelyn, because that's her show. She really dominated in her space. She's one of the greatest. And then it was Baddies, how we connected the dots and put everybody together. And now we kind of know the format of what we do and what I've done with Viacom. And yes, there's a lot of fights and there's a lot of drama inside of each show, but there's also a story arc that leads you to something that could be either inspiring or, you know, heartfelt, or you can even learn from some of the mistakes that's made on the shows and you can grow from it. And I think that's what separates Tronics from, you know, other OTTs, is that we actually care about the talent, about their stories, and how it ends in each block of episodes. And that, I think that's very important, is to have people's trust and for us to honor that trust and do what we say we're going to do.
You know, Ray J, in a recent interview with Forbes, congratulations on being in Forbes, because that's a huge feat for men that look like you and I. You mentioned that you experienced some financial struggles while launching Tronix Network. Do you mind sharing or talking to us a little bit about that?
Well, if you think about the budgets and the line items that come with putting these shows together, I mean, some shows are being shot for $10 million a season, $2 million a season, $3 million a season. And, we have seven shows shot and they're finished and now we're just editing. So you can imagine how much money I spent out of my own pocket. And it got to the point where it was nothing left. It literally was nothing left. And I appreciate the people who have my back, like my mom, my banker Charles came in and helped do some stuff with us, and then by the grace of God, we were able to work it out with Raycon to have that funding to do what we need to do.
Okay, and Ray J, listen, I'm super excited about the Tronix Network. I literally have a subscription, so I'm ready to get into some things. Now, okay. As you continue developing,
I just took a shot.
Okay. Well, let me drink too then.
We drink on camera on this show, Ray J. You can drink on camera.
Let me drink too then. Okay. So as we're continuing, to develop the Tronix Network, like, tell me about, like, some of the programming that's on the show. Let's start with Girls Club.
Well, the Girls Club is a show that I produced and helped put together with Sydney Starr. And it's the most talented transgenders who really have a strong story, all put into one household. And I see you playing.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that America is ready for that? Do you think they're ready to see a bunch of transgenders on TV? Like, how do you think that's going to go over? I'm interested.
You know what? I think it's going to go over very well. I think that you can really get an insight on their struggles and some of the things that they've been through that are just not right, and it creates another kind of energy for people who go through that kind of trauma. And then there's also this good side where it's in a celebratory way and you celebrate who you are and it's fun and exciting, right? So there's a balance in the show, but it definitely taps in to like your heart if you watch it and you have a very open mind and whoever you like.
All right. Now, Ray J, we have something in common. We worked together a couple of times, but you were on College Hill a couple of times. I just completed College Hill to be out in June. It was very, very hard. I tip my hat. It was very hard. How was your experience? I know you had a little trouble. You had a little trouble. Yeah.
Well, we did two seasons. The numbers on those shows were out of control. Mm-hmm. I mean, the numbers that we put together and we did because it was just a really natural experience was out of control, right? And then you have Netflix already grabbing it and licensing it from BET. So my job is to make sure that we have a hit show. And inside of that, doing College Hill was tough and it was very frustrating. That's why I got kicked out, why I got expelled the first season. And so I went in one more shot and I did well. Shout out to ASU and shout out to TSU. But it was definitely a tough thing to kind of do.
I tell people they really make you go to school. Like, it's really, really hard. It's not fake school for the.
I met some really cool people there and they still my friends. India Love is a homegirl. Amber Rose is my friend. Tiffany Pollard is my friend, right? So you Quay is the homie. So I just, you build these relationships with people in the shows, and that's the good part about it.
Okay, well.
Can I ask one more question about Tronix?
College Hill, y'all said I was going to be on season 3, and y'all, dang, y'all didn't keep y'all word, though. I love you, Tracy.
Okay, well, look, Ray J, real quick, you got Inside the Network on the streaming the right now.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's so up right now.
That is up right now. That goes crazy. So I want to know, like, when they're fighting like that and you see it, like, what is the reaction? Like, how are people handling that, like, when it just goes awry and everybody has to come to work the next day?
Well, I mean, we have some of the most intense content, especially at the Sydney Star audition, where you had somebody pull out a Glock and shoot 17 times.
Yes.
People, right? Those things we don't plan for. A lot of the things that we try to do is try to create safety. We were not there that day. That's from Rod from the Gagency. He shot that and brought that back to us. But we have, you know, Safari with the dating show going on a Safari. We have the Girls Club. We have the cook-off of Princess Love. We're working with Monice on Love After Hip Hop. We have, I mean, I could keep going and going and going. And we have a dope slate coming next. The next, oh, shout out to Sukiana. Shout out to Stunner Girl. Shout out to Young.
Oh, yeah.
We have a lot of things popping. The first song that's coming out from Tronix Music Group will be, it's called Throwing Stacks with me and Sukiana. And then Suki's doing a show with us called Lil Coochies of Las Vegas, which is a really good show.
What is that about?
Lil Coochies.
What is Lil Coochies of Las Vegas about?
Our little sexy dancers that are, you know.
Little people?
Yeah. Yep. And wow. So they're our friends. And so we're doing a show called Lil Coochies of Las Vegas. We have a show called Fight Club. We have the Gagency with The Rod and Dumpin' D. We have a lot of things happening at the network. And it's
okay. Last thing. I have to request this. They got to be a little longer on them episodes because they like 5 minutes.
Right. So what I'm doing is, again, everybody just be patient with me on the app. It's really us putting this thing together. As people come in, we're working on a lot of different bugs, a lot of different things that might, you might hit play and then it might reverse at the end, right? So we're taking all of these notes and we're making the platform perfect. Once it's perfect, then it gets filled with seasons of stuff. But we want to make sure that we're in real time cleaning up all of the bugs. So everybody can have a full life with us. So Fight Club's on the way. House of Blueface is on the way with Blueface. 5 seasons of that is really lit. And again, the Girls Club, Fight Club, Cook Off, Inside the Network. We got a show with Antonio Brown. The list goes on and on. I need a month to clean up the bugs on this thing and make sure that everything's working from A to Z. And I'm really happy about it. We're really tired because we're up 18 hours a day doing it, but it's going to be perfect. And I promise you that.
Well, Ray J, thank you so much. We hope you can check in with us in the future. We can have you back on and you can update us because with all those shows going on, I'm sure we'll have a lot more to talk about with you. So congratulations with everything you got going on. We appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you. See you soon.
All right. And soulmates, make sure you guys support Ray J's new network by subscribing at www.tronixnetwork.com.
Yeah, shout out to the homie Truth. We got a new song, me and Truth. It's called Love All of Them.
All right. Keep it locked. Coming up next, we have a mother is facing multiple felonies due to drug smuggling. And later, Halle Berry opens up about her misdiagnosis. Stay tuned.
Oh, wow.
Welcome back to TGIF. All right, y'all, listen, we are here to always make your life a lot easier, and especially when it comes to sleeping and your diet. But tonight we're going to talk about sleeping. Here on our show, we love talking about the people we adore. And when it comes to getting great sleep, we really love the folks at Ghost Bed. Now, as a family-owned company with over 20 years of experience, Ghost Bed knows a thing or two about crafting the perfect mattress. Now, they only use the most durable, supportive, and long-lasting materials, so you can trust that your bed will provide you with years of excellent sleep. Now, what sets Ghost Bed apart is their signature and patented cooling technology. Say goodbye to those restless, sweaty nights. Now, every mattress keeps you cool and comfortable, so you can sleep like a dream. Now, when you purchase a Ghost Bed mattress, your comfort is guaranteed with their 101-night sleep trial. You can try it out risk-free and experience the difference for yourself. Plus, they offer free shipping and most items ship within 24 hours. Visit ghostbed.com/T to save 50% off site-wide. Ghost Bed offers high-quality mattresses at a fantastic price. Now, their number one seller is the Ghost Bed Luxe, designed with premium memory foam and cutting-edge cooling technology that reacts and adjusts to your body heat as you sleep. Or if you prefer more of a hybrid feel with both foam and coils, check out the Ghost Bed Flex Hybrid for the perfect blend of comfort and support. And if you need any assistance along the way, Ghost Bed has a team of dedicated sleep experts ready to help you find the perfect mattress. Now they'll guide you through the options and ensure you make the best choice for your needs. Al, what are your thoughts on Ghost Bed mattresses and products?
You know, I'm a huge advocate of the Ghost Bed pillow as well as the sheets. Like I'm very warm-blooded. I'm always hot. And plus I deal with migraines and a tad bit of snoring, and that cooling effect, that cooling therapy that the pillow has really helps me with both my migraines and with my snoring. So I can't recommend it enough if you deal with any of those. And as it relates to the sheets, if you're like me, you're always kicking your sheets off. Not anymore. I now can really enjoy my top sheet as well as my footed sheet, as well as the pillowcase that goes over my cooling pillow. Guys, I'm telling you, if you haven't tried it, you need to try it.
You know what? After all these years talking about Ghost Bed, I got my pillow. It's amazing. And it is cool. And it's squishy.
It is
and
cool,
I love
right?
it. It's very cool. And I do love it. Like when you talk about it, you'd be like, mm-hmm. But I got it and I can attest it's a really good pillow. I love it actually. So ready for a more comfortable night of sleep? Visit ghostbed.com/T. And because we're all about sharing the love here on TGIF, use the code T to save 50% off your purchase site-wide. That's right. 50%. That's major. Go ahead and get it. Promotional consideration sponsored by Ghost Bed. All right. In the news of dumb criminals, a woman is facing multiple felonies after smuggling drug-soaked paper in a nine-month-old baby's diaper into the Cook County Jail. Reality McDowell was visiting someone in jail and handed the baby over to the inmate, who pulled out a piece of paper from the diaper that was later tested as containing PCP, which is known as angel dust. What are your thoughts on this craziness? Al, let's go to you first.
Wow, I was like, ooh, this is interesting. I mean, they're just getting more and more creative by the minute. But why did the baby have to get caught up in the illegal transaction? That's where my head went first. Like, this poor child didn't have anything to do with this. This is what I would say. In order to stay away from criminal activity like this, I'm not recommending, I'm not promoting, and I'm not saying that this is what should happen. But, you know, from all the correctional office stories that we've done on this show, maybe, just maybe, if you had a conversation with a correctional officer and paid the correctional officer off, that would be a better avenue than getting caught, you know, trying to transport drugs through your baby's diapers in the actual jail. That's just all around wrong. And now she's jeopardizing her child's life as well as her husband's sentencing. So this is just double dumb. So young lady, I'm not promoting that you pay off correctional officers. I'm just promoting that we be smarter in how we try to do illegal activities.
All right, Armand.
It's just sad. You know, from an energy level, I just feel like the baby doesn't even have a chance. You know, you're putting drugs in the baby's pamper, going to the jail. It's just like, what fair chance does this baby really have to grow up in life and be a successful human being? You know what I mean? You're almost setting the baby up to be nothing but a deadbeat like the father. So unfortunately, you know, it's a sad situation and everybody doesn't deserve children.
I agree with that 1,000%. You know, it's really sad. PCP, angel dust, is something that you get a hold of that one time in your life and it will wreak havoc on your life. It could wreak lifelong havoc on your life. I knew someone that accidentally will smoke some weed that was laced with PCP and they were never the same after that. Like never the same. Not saying the baby is doing the drug, but I'm sure it's not healthy to have PCP close to your skin where it could possibly get absorbed. I don't know how that drug works. I don't do PCP.
Babies, you know, they dig and they grab and they scratch and they put, so, you
they
know,
put everything in their mouth. They put everything in their mouth. And this is just, yeah, I feel bad for this baby. I think it's awful. All right, keep it locked because coming up next, Halle Berry gets candid about her misdiagnosis. And like, oh my God, when you hear what her doctor told her and what's wrong. All right, and later find out why popular conjoined twins are calling out the trolls. We'll be right back.
What do you think you're doing, Kevin?
I was just gonna drive home.
There are several warning signs present that you shouldn't be driving.
Like hearing voices?
Like your text to emoji ratio?
Oh man, the selfies.
Selfie nailed it.
We all have warning signs that let us know that we're probably not okay to drive. Mine is pretending to be your subconscious.
Craig, come on man, let's put a ride home.
Thank you. As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Please welcome Al Reynolds and our new official coach, Armand Wiggins, who has brought lots of fire to the show.
TGIF.
To be here, being unapologetically me on a platform like this, I'm happy to be here and I can't wait to make magic with you guys.
Every weekday.
I knew you were the right person because you make me want to be better as myself. So thank you for that.
On Fox Soul.
You're going to get graphics from time to time. That's part of being part of the TGI family.
Here's to the things that can keep us safe. Those we use all the time with hardly a thought. Those that are silently standing by to save our lives. And now, those that we carry with us everywhere we go. Many mobile devices will now bring you wireless emergency alerts, real-time information directly from local sources you know and trust. With a unique sound and vibration, you'll be in the know, wherever you are.
All right, welcome back to TGIF. All right, y'all. Halle Berry. Love us some Halle Berry. She recently opened up about her doctor misdiagnosing her perimenopause symptoms as herpes. The actress told First Lady Jill Biden, "I feel like I have razor blades in my vagina. I run to my gynecologist and I say, oh my God, what's happening? It was terrible." He said, "You have the worst case of herpes I've ever seen." She's like, "I'm like, herpes? I don't have herpes." Now, after Halle and her boyfriend tested negative for STDs, she then realized that it was a symptom of perimenopause and decided to share the news on her platform. What are your thoughts, Al?
Oh, I thought that this was traumatizing. This was horrible. You know, we talk often and have talked about over the last couple of years of how Black females are not received the same type of medical advice or attention that their cohorts. And this is just a prime example. If Halle Berry's doctor can't get it right, and if she can't get the best quality medical attention and service, then who can? So I don't know. This was bad to me. This was just really, really bad. How do you tell someone that this is the worst case of herpes? That's a STDs, only for it to not be. Claudia, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, did they not do a culture first or a blood test? They just looked at it and said, oh, herpes. And that would have you freaking out. That can make some people be like even suicidal about that. You know what I mean? Depending right. on their sensitivities to that. But on the other hand, I also appreciate Halle Berry because as I'm 50, about to be 51 in what, 11 days, you know, this is something I have to think about. Like, this is, I guess I'll be entering menopause in a few years. Maybe I haven't started yet, but you know, I would have never known that this would be a symptom. I'm learning all these kind of things. And how do we learn? Usually our mothers don't tell us. So we have to learn from social media, other celebrities. Like when I had hives a few months back, I don't know if you remember, I had really bad hives in my face. I found out that that could be a sign of hormonal changes in your body.
Does this make you want to have like a female doctor over a male doctor? Or does like it matter to you? Because I feel like this would matter now.
I want a female doctor anyways. It's very uncomfortable with some guy, you know. I remember being in the stirrups one day and this guy, he looked Indian, right? Like from India, not Native American. And he was like so professional. And then I put my feet up in the stirrups and he goes to like examine me. And while I'm in the stirrups, he starts telling me how he knows who I am and how him and his wife.
Oh, no.
And I was like, this is the most uncomfortable ever. Like, this is the most vulnerable. My butthole and my vagina are at eye level. You're telling me, like, what are we doing? Get me out of here. And I was like, a woman, like, it was just very uncomfortable. Okay, let's go to the comments. Henry Gibson said, what? You should sue him. And Here for the Fun said the doctor should not be practicing. And Tamby Dan said, how do you not know herpes when you see it as a doctor? Especially a gynecologist. Kind of like your specialty. Like,
I'm also surprised that we haven't seen any of the Black publications or any of the Black blogs kind of cover this story more. Because this is definitely a teachable moment. That's something else that I also was very.
But it also could be dangerous too, though, because you know, the culture is, you know, we would rather believe the lie. So she could, everybody, there's going to be a subset of people out here that's going to want to run with this idea that she still has herpes.
Oh, they're never going to be like, so right.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? So that was a very risky move for her.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I
thought it was great.
I appreciate Hallie as a woman that's, you know, a few years.
Transparent. Ago. Yeah.
But I also, you know, thank you for taking that L for us. But dear doctor, how do you not know the difference? Okay, keep it locked because coming up next, find out why popular conjoined twins, Brittany and Abby, are calling out the trolls. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show. Soulmates in the chat, we see y'all. We appreciate y'all. I know we came back from break and some of y'all may not think we're live. We are live. Hello. I'll even read a comment. That turtle woman has a lifetime supply of peanut butter in her pantry. Aqua Boogie. Please get on the line. Call your friends. Tell them to get in here. Come hang with us. Come check us out. Come holla. We are back. Okay. We want to read your comments live.
All right, back.
So, right? We are back.
We're here.
Okay. Conjoined twins. Abby and Brittany Hensel, me and my girls have been talking about this a lot lately, are firing back at the haters over their recent wedding announcement. Half the duo, Abby Hensel, recently dropped the news that she married her husband, Josh Bowling, back in 2021, but decided to share the exciting news on social media. After receiving backlash, the trio wrote, "This is a message to all the haters out there. If you don't like what I do, but you watch everything I'm doing, you're still a fan." Ooh, not them getting cocky. All right, I need a drink for this story. Hold on, I'm not mature enough for this story. So Armand, go ahead.
I feel the same way. I just feel like cancellation is at the tip of my tongue. But my whole thing is this, I think that, you know, first of all, shout out to them being two-headed in one body, being able to get married. Like a lot of us single, you know, we can't even get married.
This whole panel's not married and they married.
You know what I'm saying? So I can't even hate, you know, but at the end of the day, I think why people are frustrated because they're trying to act like it's not two heads in one hole. At the end of the day, you married both of those heads, okay? It's not a separate thing. There's no way to separate, you know, to split it, okay? So you married both of them, and people are confused because you're trying to make it seem like only one half got married. I think that's the problem for me. What about you?
I'll jump in on this, Al, because I've been talking about this to my friends. I send it to my girls and go, they're married and you're not. They're married and we're not. Now, is it shade? You can take it however you want, but it is weird as hell to me. And I'm going to say the quiet part out loud. It is weird to me that they said she married the man. Right. And the sister is just the plus one. Now, I did look into this. One sister controls the right hand and one controls the left. So what if the one sister wasn't into this guy? And does this mean the other sister can't marry who she wants? And then they, like you said, they do control. They do have one vagina.
It's one in and one out.
Well, we're not talking about just vaginas here. The mouth, like, does one wear earplugs and cover eyes? Like when they're having intimate? Like, or, and then does one argue for her sister when the sister's mad at him? I mean, there's so many to this.
What if the other one gets married?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, is it a double? Is it one in the front and then one in the back?
Does that make the other sister a cheater?
Oh.
I have questions. So, ladies, we are not haters. We're confused.
Yes.
And concerned.
And I want to know who takes the front and then who takes the back if they both have boyfriends.
Or you mean who? How do you trade it off?
Trade it off? Like, what happens if he want to sleep with you and your husband want to sleep with her? Like, what if they both need to have sex?
It's one vagina, though.
But there's a butt. There's a butthole.
You know what? Like I said, we are not mature enough for this conversation. This was a setup.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Al, what do you think?
I'm not mature enough for this conversation.
I'm going to say this.
But you know what? He's a lucky guy because he can get double head.
But what if she don't like him? She has her own brain.
Her sister.
She gonna also get brain.
That's her sister's man.
One body. They should have split up then. They should have did the surgery.
They can't. They only have one heart. Armand,
oh, yeah. Oh, God. Well, then I don't know.
They have one, like everything's one except the head.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't get me to go away. I don't know. That's crazy. They have to come. They have to have a meeting. They should go to therapy, get counseling, and decide on one man because they have. The only thing that's separate is the head, the body, and everything else, and the heart is the same. So they have to love one man together. Put both brains. Two brains are better than one. Two mouths are better than one too. Okay.
You gotta hear it from two women now, though.
Hey.
We gotta go. We spent all our time in the story. We don't forgot the rest of the stuff we're supposed to. Oh. I wanna thank my girls, Al Reynolds and All My Ways. And our special guest host, Ray J, who's doing his thing, joining me tonight. Thanks for watching us on YouTube. Stay tuned for Fox Soul Face Off with Damn. Two heads, too. I gotta go. I'm not
mature. No more drinking for you.
Yeah. Bye, y'all. See you tomorrow.